Loyal thoughts lead to royal acts. The importance of our thoughts and the quality of those thoughts are often undervalued. You see, thoughts are the source of our actions, and things that we do in our lives are simply the results of our thinking. Your mind is the motor of your soul. And before you can do anything, you must be able to see it in your mind's eye. The fact is then, if you can see it, you can think it. If you can think it, you can speak it. If you can speak it, you can realize it. This is how I was inspired to get the title of this message, which is Loyal Thoughts Lead to Royal Acts. We read in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Here we are encouraged to write down whatever we see in our mind's eye, that he may run who reads them. In other words, that your angel may run with your thoughts or visions in order to help you bring them to fulfillment. Your thoughts are the source of your health and the source of your wealth. They are the source of your physical and spiritual well-being. The quality of your thoughts depends on how much you allow God to be involved in your thinking. You are given a clue as to how powerful your thoughts can become in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see, the fact that God's thinking is higher than ours encourages us to saturate our minds with the Word of God, in order to influence the way that we think, so as to reach a level where we can achieve the things of God. To fully understand how a loyal thought becomes a royal act, let's look at John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This was a royal act, for God sacrificed himself for us. However, this deed was firstly done as a loyal thought, because he is reliable and faithful to his creation. And this you can see in Revelation 13, verse 8, which says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. It is clear from this scripture that Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. How could this be? This can only be possible because God, his Son, and the Holy Spirit had accepted the death of Jesus in thought before it actually happened. The Trinity of God was in agreement in thought that Jesus would have to die for the sins of mankind. This loyal thought led to the royal act of salvation that saved humanity. It was a loyal thought because it shows how committed God is to his creation, and that his commitment and love cause him to lay down his life for mankind. John 15, verse 13 tells us, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. God is truly a great friend to us. For me, the question now arises, how can we develop loyal thoughts to perform royal deeds? As I mentioned in the beginning, your mind is the motor of your soul. And therefore, your thinking is what starts and keeps the engine running. And the quality of your soul leans heavily on how much you are into reading and digesting the Word of God, because this influences your thinking. Also, be careful what kind of literature you read, as well as the kinds of videos, films, and television programs you watch. What you are today and what you are going to be depends on the quality of your thinking. It is the thinking about anything which helps to decide what the outcome is going to be. God loves each one of us and sent his Son to die for our sins. This act alone demonstrates that in his perfection, he sympathizes with each of our weaknesses. And this he achieved in his thinking before going to the cross. There is so much you as an individual can achieve in your life. You must know that the source of your achievement lies in the loyalty of your thinking. This loyalty begins with you having a consciousness of God's love. It is his love which caused him to create you in his mind's eye, even before you were born. Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16 tells us, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet they were none of them. And because you were created in his image, you have the ability to do the same. And that means to think things before they become realities. When we become believers in Christ, the challenge that faces us is to transform our thinking to be like him. Therefore, we need to strive to become like what the Word says in Romans 12, verse 1, till 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God bless you to have loyal thoughts which lead to royal acts." Pastor Philip.